Curious coincidence, I opened a letter from the wedding present, and be damn, here's their single on Reception Records. Go out and get 'em, boy. Debut single and a promising one, I think, from the wedding present on Reception Records. Go out and get 'em, boy. And in their letter, of course, it was typical of the way these things work. It's like, dear John, thanks very much for playing the record, but why didn't you play the B-side as well? This is from Doug Wimbish featuring Fats Comet. It's on World Records. Don't forget that beat.
bite. Don't bite. Don't give that bite. Don't give that bite. Don't give that bite.
excellent, that, I think, on World Records, a 12-inch, of course, Doug Wimbish, featuring Fats Comet, and that's Don't Forget That Beat. And really, I shouldn't go away for a week, because, I mean, there are all kinds of problems. One, I was thinking I'm going to come back and find they've changed the lock on the door. Peel, 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 no, we've got no one of that name on our lists. And also because when I do, so much stuff comes in that, frankly, to cope with the records which have come in this week and last week, what I need to do is just, like, back a van up to the door and have somebody chuck them in there with a shovel. But hopefully I'll be able to sort them out next week. I'm saying all of this because, quite clearly, there have been crucial records which you may have expected to hear, which I've not heard myself yet. I mean, am I the only person in the country who has not heard the Style Council LP, for example? This is Jennifer Lara, and it's called Off the Air. It's an old idea, but neatly done, I think. Jennifer Lara on Black Solidarity Records, and that's called Off the Air. And here's a letter which pretty much sums up the nation's youth, I think, and their concerns in 1985. It comes from Judith Westmacott, writing from Wokingham in Berkshire. It says, "Dear John, I listen to most of your programmes and enjoy the music, but I have become quite worried lately at the distinct lack of one certain voice, that of Pete Wiley." Well, I entirely agree with you, Judith. I don't know what he's up to, but I wish he'd get on with it, I must say. Seems like years since the last one. And this is from Ixmal Deutschland, Autumn.
Drummond reminding you to listen out Saturday for two great bands on this week's In Concert. Seven West and Katrina and the Waves. Miss Katrina and the Waves with our great band from Scotland, Seven West, on Saturdays In Concert, 6:30 on Radio 1 and Stereo FM.
Crime in the City Solution on Mute Records from the EP The Dangling Man, and that indeed was the title track of it. And now for our regular, most resistible invitation of the week spot, nothing to do with Katrina and the Waves, although that's a thought, but I've been invited to apply for a video of Christopher the Munich Concerts. No, thank you very much. This is Somo Somo on Stern's Records, Melee.
Thank you.
Melee indeed. That's Somo Somo on Stern's Records. Excellent stuff, I think. And somebody mentioned at the beginning of the week that I was talking about the Pink Pop Festival in the south of Holland the week before near Maastricht. And I'd forgotten to mention Jason and the Scorchers, who were also on the bill. And this was actually deliberate because they were introduced by somebody who sounded like something from the touring cast of Oliver. I won't try and do the accent because it might cause offence. But he came on and said something like, "Ladies and gentlemen, put your hands together for the hardest rock and roll band in America." Now, when I hear the words rock and roll in that context, that's when I reach for my hat and seek to enter a religious community on the offshore islands of Quemoy and Matsu. And when I tell you that they did a Chuck Berry song as an encore, well, I rest my case. Bad news, right? Bad news. When I play the record of that at my dues, people come up to me and say, "Hey, Mr. DJ, what was that record?" And those were the Fuzz Tones, our guests on tonight's programme, and their version of Bad News Travels Fast. And here's a card from Carol, writing from Lancashire Poly, saying, "Please say hello to Martin in Nottingham and wish him good luck for his A-levels whilst I'm doing my first-year psychology exams. Can we have some Long Riders?" No.
Without you, my life won't flow. Without
Number one in the independent charts, I expect. That's from the LP Low Life, New Order, This Time of Night. And I noticed that the card that I read out previously was actually addressed to Andy Kershaw. But then again, most of my mail these days seems to be so. From Yeah, Yeah, No, Tommy Opposite.
Tommy Opposite says, power to the people. Cut off his nose to spite his face. And in Vanguard he went to waste. Workers collective, that's the plan. Revolution for the land. Tommy Opposite, warehouse downtown checkmate. Bill monitor, good prospects. But was attracted to the clumsy left. Responsibility sucks, but they took him in the idealist. He was attracted to the clumsy left. Blind faith, badges, shady bar and posters. I am an enemy of the state. Assassination plan, gunpowder plot, practical anarchy. I am an enemy of the state. Three parts for Jimmy Dean. General strike and a gunpowder plot. It's not the land that time forgot. You're so contrary. Power to the people. Tommy Opposite. Bum screws for the rich. The red tie match bloodshot eyes. The law didn't compromise. They just put him away. Till yesterday. Tommy's 47. Office downtown checkmate. To his son's mother's dismay. He teaches contrary black sheep way. To young Carl Ernesto. Opposite. He won't succeed where dad failed. On a march to Hyde Park, London. Pool resources with new suffragette Mary. Quite contrary. For old freedom. Wilson was a Tory, but the captain was only weeks old. Lipstick and juicy fruit-flavoured kiss triggered the downfall of Opposite. Seduction, pact of non-aggression in the days before flexi-cash.
Well, I hope that you're flocking sheep-like into your record shops to buy that. Yeah, Yeah, No, from their LP on Intape Records, all of the singles brought together on one 12-inch, and that's Tommy Opposite. And now from Memphis Mini, this is Shout the Boogie. Thank you.
weekend's 30 Years of Rock is 1963.
If there's anything that you want,
going to try and lose some of your Liverpool dialect for the Royal Show?
No, we wouldn't bother doing that. You know, we don't all speak like them BBC posh fellas, you know?
No, we don't.
Right, up north. Well, with that, I better wish you good luck in the show. What song will you be singing most there, do you think?
Well, I don't know, but I should imagine we do She Loves You.
She loves you, yeah, yeah, yeah. She loves you, yeah, yeah, yeah.
That's 1 o'clock Saturday on Medium Wave and FM Stereo. 30 Years of Rock, 1963.